And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. This is John Scholl, Superintendent of Chino Valley Schools. We have on our program today chamber members, the Better Business Bureau, and as a guest, Marilyn Huffman, along with the Chino Valley Historical Society, Kay Louster. And Kay and I will talk a little bit about school history as well. So please stay tuned. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitchers 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Dodgers Thursday at noon on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. We will talk a little bit with our guests in just a moment, but a couple things that are coming up at the Chamber. On June 6th, we have our monthly luncheon. Our guests will be Pam Pierce and Laura Norman from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. On June 16th, we have the annual Bob Kecker Memorial Golf Tournament, one of our big fundraisers, but it's actually a really, really good time. We're on the South Course at Antelope Hills, and just a really fantastic time to just get to know other people and get a little golf in. On June 19th, we have a mixer. We're actually skipping the May mixer, and we'll announce who our June mixer host is. And then on July 11th, and that's a week after our normal first Monday, we have the monthly luncheon with representatives from the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity. They'll be talking about the new Arizona Career Readiness Credential to help job seekers acquire the work skills expected by all employers and assurance to employers that job seekers have a credential that demonstrates knowledge needed for success. So those are a few things going on at the Chamber in the next couple months. But first, I want to get going with our first guest. Our first guest is Marilyn Huffman, the Regional Director from the Arizona Better Business Bureau on the Yavapai campus. Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and we appreciate the Better Business Bureau being one of the Chamber's members. And so that's, you know, appreciate that you're and I know you're members of all the chambers in the area. So
yes.
It's you're supporting the Chamber, and we appreciate that. But, you know, I think people are familiar with the Better Business Bureau, at least the name.
Yes.
But they may not necessarily know what the mission of the Better Business Bureau is. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the BBB?
Sure. So we are here and have been here for over 100 years. In fact, in Arizona alone, 1938 was when we started, May 17th, coming up this, it's actually this month, and we will have our 80th birthday.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be celebrating that this year
okay.
at some point in time and inviting businesses and community members to come and join us while we celebrate that. But our main goal is to create marketplace trust between mm-hmm. consumers and businesses so that there is less government involvement and more self-regulation within our communities.
So I know that sometimes I'll go to a business and there'll be a little placard in the corner by the door that says, mm-hmm. you know, a member says BBB or something. What does that, when somebody goes and goes to a business that has that placard, what does that tell the person that's going there?
You're right. Whether it's on a window, a car window, the back of a truck on a bumper sticker, on a van, wherever you see that, that should let you know as a consumer that is a business that you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a business that has applied for accreditation through the BBB. They have been vetted. They have to meet specific standards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually record them making a commitment to follow and uphold the 8 standards of trust.
Uh-huh.
So, like, tell the truth, be honest, be transparent, advertise honestly, things like that.
Okay.
So they have made that commitment. If they ever do not uphold that commitment,
uh-huh.
then obviously it is our job to work with them, to call them out and say,
uh-huh.
hey, we're called the Better Business Bureau for a reason, and we're going to try and help you be better, because right now we're having reports saying that
right.
maybe you're struggling a bit with that, or
right.
there's an issue going on, how can we help?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're willing to work with us to come to a resolution mm-hmm. and to resolve that issue, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They can keep their accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not willing, then unfortunately at that time we do let them know that they would be suspended if they don't. They have to uphold those standards.
So, you know, hopefully those standards are important to everybody.
Yes.
And is there a place to go and find out who is a member of the Better Business Bureau in your area?
Absolutely. So you can obviously give us a call
mm-hmm.
if you are not comfortable online.
Mm-hmm.
Or if maybe you're having trouble finding something online, not all businesses are required to report to us. So
mm-hmm.
while we have thousands and thousands of businesses in our national database and
right.
our local, there may be some that we're not missing. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of businesses in Yavapai County alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give us a call. You can visit our website, bbb.org, and you just search for the business in there if you need to report on something, or if you want, if you're a business owner and
mm-hmm.
you would like to have a file with us,
mm-hmm.
Give us a call and we can help you get that started.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that was going to be my next question. Is, as a business owner, how long does it take the process, and how involved is it to become certified by the Better Business Bureau?
Okay, so you are required to have been in business for at least 6 months.
Okay.
To earn that A-plus grade, and this is a lot of businesses will get kind of upset, and it's like, no, you need to earn your stripes
uh-huh.
kind of thing. Whether you are an accredited business with us or just a regular business in our files, you cannot earn that A-plus grade until you've been in business for 5 or more years.
Okay.
So just something for businesses to know. Now, that doesn't mean that a business that has an A-minus grade isn't an excellent business. What I'm always looking for as a consumer is when there is a problem,
mm-hmm.
What does the business do? How do they react?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is their baby. I get that. We have to, you know, and we have to help protect them. But we also can help resolve those issues. And hopefully, my goal would be to help businesses avoid the issues.
Right.
That would be beautiful. A beautiful thing. Can't always be done, but definitely something that we can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's some special programs that you guys have to as part of your mission, and one is the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
This is a newer program rolled out probably about 3 years ago now, and we are doing reporting every year. So as of 2017, we had approximately 47,000 scams that had been reported to the Scam Tracker. We were very excited to see that the amount of money lost was down from 18.8% the first year. So people who reported a scam that actually lost money.
Right, right.
Down to 15.8% in 2017. So that was a median monetary loss decrease down to $228
mm-hmm.
on average, which is a lot better than hearing what we hear sometimes where people have lost thousands of dollars.
Right.
And it's so sad. And it is true, young people, after all of the reporting that we've done and the tracking, young people are at higher risk and continue to be at higher risk. I know.
Is that because they have a bigger online presence?
Correct.
Or okay.
Absolutely. Susceptibility definitely decreases with age, but the dollars lost increases.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the older a person, the more likely they are to lose more money.
Okay.
But overall, what's really affecting the economy and what caused it's billions of dollars every year that we see reported.
Right.
So it's just kind of crazy. But the most common online scams that we had reported to us were regarding pets. Number one, so online purchasing of pets, clothing, cosmetics, electronics, and automobiles. And a lot of times the cosmetics and the nutrition products, which is really big, it's always a free trial.
Oh.
You know, those, try it and we'll help you lose weight. Try it, your lashes will look great. Try it, you know, you'll have permanent blush on your cheeks or whatever the case may be. It's just free trials. They're very, very deceptive. And most people online, we've all been guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've, you know, going to purchase a car, you don't want to read through that contract. Online, when you see the words terms and conditions, I think we all just shudder a bit. But I would highly suggest that you do pay attention, because if they're offering you something for free, most likely it's going to be, you know, shipping and handling, $2.99 that first month, and then, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, you're going to see that charge for $100 for a product that you really didn't want to order. So these are the things that we have reported to us, definitely.
A free trial does a lot of times is not free in the long run.
It is not. Absolutely not. No. And then we also wanted to share with people, and this is what we do with stuff like this, as far as investment scams going up, you know, that's obviously targeting the older community usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the most common tactic for scammers is impersonation. They say that they are with a company that you recognize, whether it's the IRS, the government, BBB, Publishers Clearing House. It's on their website, a warning saying people impersonate us all the time.
Right.
Please make sure this is what we do.
Yeah.
Report the scams to them, report them to the BBB.
Mm-hmm.
And then Microsoft, Google, Amazon,
you know, Yahoo, your computer's at risk.
Absolutely. So if you hear those words, those are companies, all of those listed, that don't reach out to people in that way. You know, the government does. If the government calls you and offers you money, you should laugh and hang up, because I don't think that that's ever going to happen.
Right. The IRS never calls people.
No.
They always send a letter and ask you to call them. So
that is true. Absolutely.
Well, I know that we just have a minute or so, but I also wanted to get to, you have an ethical athlete scholarship.
Yes, I have been really promoting this. It is for high school students, 9th grade through 12th grade. It is a scholarship, one male, one female, every month. At the end of the school year, we pool the winners and pull one male, one female for a $2,500 winner.
Wow, okay.
To add to that $1,000. And this is our, I've had five winners now in northern Arizona in Yavapai County. I'm so excited. So I will be visiting Prescott High School to present.
Nice.
She shall remain nameless, but it is a she.
All right.
And she is volleyball and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see that happen, and I encourage you, anyone in the area, to go online. It doesn't take hardly any time. It can be coaches, teachers, parents, a fellow student. Nominating someone, they don't have to be the best athlete, but they have to be ethical. There needs to be an ethical presence there, someone that people really look up to and aspire to be because they're honest and they have integrity.
And that's more information at BBB.org?
BBB.org. You can go to the local Arizona, BBB.org.
Okay.
Just type in BBB Ethical Athlete and it'll come up.
And in the last 15 seconds, we have the Study Five Gestures of Trust.
Yes, the five gestures of trust that we have just recently come out with for businesses. Businesses that are honest, proactive, equitable, transparent, and humble are the ones that consumers are going to and utilizing. It has become much more important in today's day and age that businesses honestly recognize that they could not exist without the customers, and the customer wants an overall more family, warm experience with the business. And if they don't get that, they're going to go elsewhere. And that's more and more younger people who are the up-and-coming consumers in our environment.
All right. Well, Marilyn, we're out of time. I want to thank you very much for coming and talking to us about the Better Business Bureau.
My pleasure. Honestly
didn't know exactly what you guys did, and now I have a better feel, so I appreciate that. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Actually, this is John Scholl, still with the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. I am one of the directors, and I am filling in for John Coomer today. He had to call in sick last second. But this is Chino Valley Day, and a couple reminders of what's coming up in the chamber before we get started with our next guest. June 6th, we have the monthly luncheon with guests Pam Pierce and Laura Norman from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. On June 16th, we have the annual Bob Kecker Memorial Golf Tournament. We have a June 19th mixer. Our May mixer has been canceled while we transition with directors, but we will announce the host of our June 19th mixer. And in July, our normal date for our luncheon would be on July 4th. We're actually changing that to July 11th. And then we will have representatives from the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity. So that's kind of what's going on in the chamber. For more information or for tickets to events or just to find out what's going on in Chino Valley, you want to go to chinovalley.org, chinovalley.org, and that'll take you to the website for the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, I want to welcome my next guest. We're actually going to have my next guest for a couple segments. And it is Kay Louster from the Chino Valley Historical Society. Welcome, Kay.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Chino Valley history in general. There's some neat things going on in the town. And then talk a little bit on the second segment about the history of the Chino Valley schools, because we have a centennial that we're just finishing up, so our centennial year, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that, and then an event coming up to kind of talk about that people can attend. So, Chino Valley, you're the president of the Historical Society,
mm-hmm.
and well, why don't we talk about the Historical Society itself for just a minute or two? Who joins the Historical Society, and what does it do?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the people who are new to town join it because they want to learn about the town.
Uh-huh.
And we have monthly meetings, except mm-hmm. during the summer when I take off and go play. And we have some really interesting programs about Chino Valley history.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to about 65 members now, which has been really great. We just got 8 this year. We got 8 corporate members, which I'm really proud of.
Nice.
This is also our 15th year, which is a nice celebration for us.
Uh-huh.
So,
I know that in conjunction with the chamber, we've had a chamber event recently where they gave tours.
You're right.
Along with Yavapai Regional Transit, mm-hmm. who provided the buses, you had members that were docents, basically, and took people on a tour of Chino Valley.
That's right. It was really fun. It's something I'd wanted to do for a long time. And the former director, Arlene, she really kept bugging me until I actually did it. And so in conjunction with the Spring and the Fall Fest that she had there, they did a little bit of different names, but that's what they were.
Uh-huh.
Along, like you said, with Yavapai Transit, we started out here on Road 2 and went all the way through town looking at historic buildings through town. We went out to Jerome Junction.
Uh-huh.
We went all the way out to Del Rio where Chino Valley started,
mm-hmm.
came back through town, looked at the earliest wells.
Uh-huh.
It was just a really amazing tour. And we ended up at the Hacienda Alfalfa Farms, which is on Center Street where the town actually sort of started.
So okay. Nice.
It was a great tour. We're actually thinking about putting that together in a little booklet and getting it published. It might be fun.
Okay. And then people can maybe do a self-guided
exactly.
tour type deal.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So maybe get it at the chamber
mm-hmm.
or and then go on a driving tour themselves.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
well, it would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm looking at John Coomer's notes here who he sent me. I want to make sure we need to clarify the myth that Chino Valley was the first territorial capital of Arizona by mistake.
That's absolutely true.
Many of us heard the story and
myth.
Accepted its truth.
It's not. It is a myth.
Right.
It was actually chosen. Captain Pishon was sent on purpose to find a site for a military fort in the area. And he came and explored all around here, and he loved Chino Valley because out at Del Rio Ranch there was so much water
mm-hmm.
and all that beautiful grassland that really attracted them here. So that's why they chose Chino Valley for the water and the grasslands.
Now, and I think you mentioned grasslands. I've also heard a story about the name Chino Valley
mm-hmm.
comes from the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
Yes. There's a grass. Our grandma grass is is called, has a little eyelash-shaped seed head.
Uh-huh.
And so Chino means curly in Spanish. So
okay.
It was curly. And it was Whipple, who came through on his expedition, he came into the Big Chino, and he named it Chino Valley at that point.
Okay, based on the curly grass.
The curly grass, yep.
Okay. Yeah. And we have a couple years, but Chino Valley, the town of Chino Valley, is actually going to be celebrating 50 years as an incorporated town.
Yes.
And I know the town's working on some events to celebrate that. But, you know, when did the community, it was a community much longer than an incorporated town, when did the community really come together in Chino Valley?
It was interesting because we started out at Del Rio Springs with the military fort and the ranchers. And then we sort of migrated down to Jerome Junction, where the railroad from Jerome joined the main railroad going north and south from Ashworth to Prescott. And there was a little town there. And then as that was winding down, these land development companies, even back then, came in 1914. And they actually built the little house there at the corner of Center Street, catty corner from the school. Uh-huh. And they started promoting land development. They actually built Watson Dam, and brought the water in by canal to service the lands that they were trying to sell. So at that time was when the town actually moved over to that area of Center Street and Highway 89, and that's sort of when our town started forming as a town.
Okay.
But I mean, we weren't a town; we were just a lot of people.
Unincorporated area, yes.
Unincorporated area. It wasn't until September 21st, 1970, that the town actually incorporated. So between 1914 and 1970, it was a long time.
Well, and just so people have an idea of where things are, when you talk about Del Rio Springs,
right?
Where is that in relation to town right now?
That's it's a couple miles north of Road 5 or Road 4 north. If you go north out of town, you'll see an Arrowhead Material sign, and then you'll see a historical marker just before old Highway 89 turns off to the right. So all that area on the right in there was Del Rio Springs.
Kind of, I know it's still in the town of Chino Valley, but it's kind of halfway between what you think is Chino Valley and Paulding.
Yes, yes.
And like you said, there's a historical marker on the right. Mm-hmm. Now Jerome Junction. Where's that in relation to the rest of the town?
That's right down Perkinsville Road, heading east out of town. It's about a mile and a quarter east, where there's a sign that says Old Home Manor, where the town's putting in their industrial park. Mm-hmm. Right where that sign is where the railroad came through, and where the railroad from Jerome joined.
Okay.
And there was a town up to about 300 people lived there, mostly working for the railroad, tree cutters, water pumpers, mechanics. Mm-hmm. Baggage handlers. It was quite a something.
And that's where, you know, so there's the spur from Jerome, but that also is the Peavine Trail now, was
it
the
is,
original
yes,
road
uh-huh.
bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the railroad bed.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
Which that exists just like in Prescott. There's the same Peavine Trail that just is the old road bed.
And the recreational department is really working at getting that trail in good shape for use. They've got all the way to Road 4 North.
Okay. And So it was in the early 1900s. What kind of drove Chino Valley? Why did people come here? You had talked originally about water. That was the first thing. But when people came here, you had mentioned about 300 people at Jerome Junction that were related to the railroad industry.
Mm-hmm.
But what else kind of brought people to Chino Valley early on?
It was agriculture.
Okay.
Agriculture. That land development company, they were all trying to promote. It was called the Hacienda Alfalfa Farm. And they actually grew alfalfa. All those little barn buildings are related to that, those development companies. And so it was all farming. And the people did come in. They bought their 40 acres with or without water, rice, depending on whether they needed them. And some people dry farmed. And a lot of our early families came through that, the Bates and I believe maybe the Bunkers. They might have come with another but yeah, a lot of our early families who are still here came through that program.
Okay.
So agriculture. We've always been agriculture. It was ranching and agriculture.
Okay. And then what are some other maybe big points in Chino Valley history during that early time?
Well, I think one of the biggest secrets of the whole area is up at the Del Rio Ranch. There was a Fred Harvey farm there for almost 50 years.
Right.
Now, some of our younger people might not remember the Harvey houses. They were fine restaurants along the Santa Fe Railroad.
Right.
Established to feed the travelers. And the farm out at Del Rio Ranch supplied all the milk, eggs, produce to the restaurants west of Santa Fe.
And that includes one in Winslow, right?
Including the beautiful La Posada in Winslow, uh-huh. and it would have been the one in Ash Fork, and there would have been all the way to Needles. There was one in Needles,
okay.
one in Seligman, and also up to the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Also out at Del Rio, there was so much water there that they would pump truckloads of water, train car fulls of uh-huh. water, and take it up to Seligman, Ash Fork, Williams, and to the Grand Canyon. It's because of Chino Valley's water that the Grand Canyon could be developed for tourism. It was all tied in the railroads, that Santa Fe Railroad.
But now it's dry. There is no Rio Springs anymore.
The springs, well, actually, there are some springs
up?
There. They're just greatly depleted.
Okay.
Where there used to be a house there that Prescott put in when Prescott actually started pumping there in 1900 after their big fire.
Uh-huh.
So people wonder about water rights. It's because Prescott was out here in 1900. We weren't even here yet.
Right, right.
So they started pumping out there, and they had a house there, and it's where the Arrowhead Material sign says if you go north, and you'll see it. And that's where the Springs area is. And
mm-hmm.
If you go, sometimes the road is closed, but if you just walk a couple hundred yards down into a little low space and look south into this treat area, you can see the water is still in there.
Mm-hmm.
But right below that area, there is actually a gauge that's been monitored by the Arizona Department of Water Resources for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they can monitor the depletion of the springs.
Now, I know you had a recent, one of your recent meetings, you had, I think they had a speaker about oil in Chino Valley.
Oh, yeah. The oil wells. Yep, at north end of Chino and in the south end of Paulden.
Uh-huh.
There were these people. There actually was oil. They saw uh-huh. it seeping up on the soil.
Uh-huh.
And so he started drilling and trying to promote this oil business. And it kind of failed right away. But then he tried again. And then everybody else started the second time. What made more money was the buying and selling of stocks. They never made any money off the oil. Well, it's a couple of companies that actually did build up some derricks and uh-huh. did do some pumping, but there was just the water. It was just mixed in way too much with water. There was much more water than there was oil. So
that
sort of failed. But they did make money off of buying and selling the stocks.
Wow. So and that tends to happen in a lot of things. You know, you get a boom,
yeah.
and the people that make money are the ones that sell the interest in the boom and not mm-hmm. necessarily reap the benefits. But you know, it's kind of interesting that way.
Yeah.
What are some of the other big events that happened in the history? And we're going to talk more about schools on the next session or next segment, but what are some of the other
big
ones?
Well, the very beginning when the Governor's Party came here, you know, mm-hmm. they formed Arizona Territory in 1863,
mm-hmm.
and they had to get some government out here, so they came along. They got to Del Rio Springs in December of 1863. They set up Fort Whipple. It was out there for mm-hmm. 5 months before it moved to Prescott. And then in January of 1864, the Governor's Party arrived. So for that first 5 months, we don't really say we were the territorial capital because the legislature never really met there, but they did conduct business from mm-hmm. out there at Del Rio, so we were mm-hmm. the site of the first territorial government.
Okay.
We put.
And hence the territorial days that
right.
Chino Valley celebrates in,
right.
at Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk just a few minutes on kind of the future of the Historical Society. I know that there's a partnership that we're trying to work on, or we have a partnership. We're just trying to work on on what we can do. I know in the early 2000s, the school district was given a donation by the Cooper family of mm-hmm. the Cooper farm, a 52-acre farm, kitty corner from the high school. And with that, there was a farm and some outbuildings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're trying to work with the Historical Society on that.
Yes.
What's kind of the vision there?
Well, we'd love to have that house needs to have some repair work done and get that thing stabilized and then create a really lovely museum there, maybe a little welcome center, and have some cool programs with kids doing roping and the old-fashioned hand-washing of clothes and maybe some blacksmithing, some nice events out there to really highlight our history and to make that a nice centerpiece in Chino Valley.
And it's going to require some money.
It is.
So
it
if
is.
Someone was willing to donate, they could donate to the Historical Society?
Yes. So.
And how would they get in contact with the Historical Society?
Our email, let's see, our email address is cvhistoricalsociety@gmail.com. We have a website, cvazhs.org, and Our phone number is 928-636-1622.
Or you can always call the school district and for the superintendent's office, and we can make sure that we get you to the right person to, you know, this is really a partnership between the Historical Society and the,
yes,
and the district that we would really like to get going. And we know that for both parties it would be important, and for the town it would be important.
And we're also exceedingly glad to have John Scholl so 100%, 150% behind us. It's really helping to encourage us to proceed with this project.
Well,
that means a lot to us.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
Thank you.
So we're actually going to take a break, and we'll be back, and we'll continue talking with Kay about the history of Chino Valley Schools. This is KQNA's Talk the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Look, if your mom, wife, or mother-to-be enjoys dead-cut flowers and the peace that comes when dining with all those kids, then by all means, take her to your favorite buffet rather than some piece of plastic.
But if she really loves her garden, a gift card from Waters makes perfect sense. In reality, you're giving her 90 minutes of peace and quiet while she shops for her own flowers.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. The place where people who love their gardening moms love to shop.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office is working to determine what led to a fatal collision in the town of Seligman.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin explains the crash occurred Thursday afternoon.
Just before 3 p.m., YCSO deputies were dispatched to a collision on Route 66 at Fort Rock Road in Seligman.
Devlin says 77-year-old Seligman resident Francis Rowbottom and 62-year-old Edward Alba and his 55-year-old wife Catherine were involved in the accident.
The vehicles involved include Rowbottom's white 1991 Dodge Dakota pickup and the Albaugh's maroon 2017 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. The couple is from Kingman.
Preliminary reports indicate Rowbottom turned her truck left in front of the motorcycle driven by Edward Alba. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Catherine was taken to Flagstaff Medical Center where she died from her injuries. They weren't wearing helmets. Rowbottom was also taken to Flagstaff Medical Center for treatment of injuries that weren't serious. The collision is under investigation, and that includes pending blood test results from Rowbottom.
I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Watch for delays on Highway 89 in the Chino Valley area. ADOT crews will be performing pavement preservation work on a 5-mile section of north and southbound 89 near the Highway 89A junction to Road 4 South in Chino Valley. 89 will be narrowed to one lane in each direction with partial closures. Flaggers will be directing traffic through the work zone during construction, which is scheduled for 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, on Highway 89 in Prescott, crews will be performing miscellaneous cleanup operations and installing landscape rock, signage, and guardrails. The Constellation Trailhead parking lot won't be accessible this week. Trail users are asked to park in the Phippen Museum parking lot. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today through Saturday. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather, clear and sunny skies in the forecast for this week. Expect an overnight low of 52 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 88 on Wednesday. 56 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday and Wednesday of 96. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A little while ago, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with somebody who wasn't buying their pet food at Olson's. She was having food issues with her dog and wasn't quite sure where to turn. Of course, I said that we at Olson's could probably solve those issues. As it turned out, we did, and the now Olson's customer couldn't say enough about the experience. And besides, she also got to pet the baby chicks. She loved the local atmosphere at our Prescott store, and I assured her that she could go to any Olson's store and get the same. Have food issues? Check us out. Looking for a place to wear your boots and hat and mosey up to a craps roulette or 21 table for a night of fun? Check out the Prescott Sunup Rotary Foundation's Double Down Casino Night. It'll be held in the grandstand at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds on Saturday, May 12th. Rustle on down for cocktails at 5, then dinner and casino games from 6 till 9. Proceeds will benefit Yavapai Exceptional Industries and other Rotary Club charities. Tickets are available at Raskin's Jewelers or online at Double Down Casino Night.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
All right, this is John Scholl. Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. We're talking about Chino Valley, and we still have Kay Louster, the president of the Chino Valley Historical Society, with us. And thank you, Kay, for staying a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And as a superintendent of the schools, it's a big deal for us. This is actually our centennial year. We were started as a district in 1918, actually May 23rd, which is interesting because that's our graduation day. The night of our graduation. But, we'll have more information about a big event to kind of cap off the centennial year in September as part of our territorial days. But 1918, there were schools well before 1918 in Chino
That's
Valley.
Right, yeah.
And you had mentioned Del Rio, and why don't you talk a little bit about that early time?
Yeah, but, well, out at Del Rio Ranch, there were a lot of ranch families, and then up the Big Chino, there were other ranches. One thing I didn't mention was all of our ranching history. We had ranchers all around us, mm-hmm. east, west, all around. So we had all these families with children who needed to have schooling. So out just north of the Del Rio area, George Banghart, he had a stage stop and a train station stop there, and that's where the first school was, right between Banghart's property, which is up 89A a little ways, and the Del Rio Ranch property, which is right there by the historical marker. And that was the first school. And there was also later a school located up on the Big Chino near where the at Paulden, if you go out the Big Chino Wash to where the Wineglass Ranch was, there was a school located out there for those ranch families.
Okay.
And then out where Drake Cement is, there was a little town of Putney. It was also there for a lime kiln and also because of the train out there. And that Putney School District was formed in 1892.
Okay.
And the area we know of Chino Valley didn't exist then. Most people lived north at Del Rio and out in the ranch lands.
Where the water was,
yeah. They didn't get water healed until they brought it in with that Watson Lake Dam and the developments. And later on, they developed pumping at the north end of town, and that's when we started growing out that way. And then in the 1890s, when Jerome Junction came in, the railroad came over from Jerome and met there at Jerome Junction there east on Perkinsville Road. They created a school district there in 1897. And they were there until they operated from 1897 until the development happened down towards Center Street with the land development companies.
Okay.
And then as that area filled up with families and children, they started the school down there. It was called the Farm School because the Hacienda Alfalfa Farms and the Prescott Farms were the two land development companies' names. Mm-hmm. So it was called the Farms District.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. I looked at old census records, and they actually do have has Prescott Farms as the area, the location for the census. The sheet on the census.
Right. Really, I know that those initial schools, how were they funded? How did they pay the teachers and all that stuff?
I don't know. I imagine that the families paid a subscription to the schools.
Okay.
I think that's what.
So
it
was just the families were well off enough that they could pitch in together and bring a teacher out.
It was that important to them.
Yeah.
Education was very, very important at that turn of the century and even the
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you had mentioned the start of in 1918 where the farms school farms district number 51, which it started.
Oh, that's
out
what
as.
It was. Okay.
Yes. And where did it go from there? So it was actually located where the where the high school is now, I believe.
Yes, it was. It was on that property. I don't have details about them building that first building, but there was a nice two-story, very school-looking little building there on the Center Street, facing onto Center Street. And then in 1949, it burned down.
Wow.
And that was a great trauma to the students, and the people just loved that school. They really loved their school very much. And they had been building a new gymnasium at the just east of there, which is your
still
office.
Standing.
It's
yeah.
your office
My
now.
My office is in that building.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe that it has something with the construction work that caused the fire at the school.
Okay.
And the teachers and principals, they all actually carried a lot of the stuff out of the school during the fire and managed to save some of the stuff. But when that burned down, they held classes in the gymnasium until they could build a new school. Kingman was taking down an airplane hangar, and so the people went up there and actually took that hangar apart and brought the parts down to build the new school.
And the gym was, if you look at the gym, it looks like a Quonset hut.
That's right.
Because
yeah.
that was an old airplane hangar.
Well, I'm wondering, because they were building the gym before the school burned.
And that's where it came from. That was an airplane hangar as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and that's why it has that shape. That distinctive
hangar shape.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Shape. Yeah. And I know that we were looking at some pictures earlier, and in the pictures of the fire, you can actually see the current district office in West Gym in those pictures where the fire was.
That's really neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that the school only went up to, let's see, what was that? How did it go? There was I think it only went up to eighth grade,
initially.
Just first through eighth grade.
Yeah.
They added kindergarten in 1966, and in ninth grade, they added the ninth grade in 58.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until 1976 that the last 3 years of high school were offered, and before that...
86.
Oh, right, 86, 85,
85, because they used to transport, and some of the pictures that you gave me, they have the old Studebaker bus, and they used to transport the kids from initially ninth grade and then 10th grade out to Prescott. Yeah.
So you had to either move into town or take this trip into town on this. Before the bus, you had to find transportation in there yourself.
And I imagine there was many kids that would maybe stay with a relative or a friend in Prescott just to go to high school.
Right, yes, they did that too.
And they might come out for the weekend or whatever.
And it's also interesting that our farm families, like the Perkins down there at Perkinsville, they actually bought a place there right where Old Home Manor is now, so they'd be nearer the schools for their kids.
It doesn't seem like that far now, but it really
I know.
Is. You know,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so that was the new school was built in late 40s.
Mm-hmm. 50, yeah.
And then we added the kindergarten and in 1966. And ninth grade was added in 1958. And then they added high school. And
right.
So the, you know, right now, and it's interesting because in doing some of the research for the talk on Thursday, is that we've been going through lately a lot with teacher pay and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early 1900s, the teachers were making $75 a month, working anywhere between four and eight months a year.
Right.
And, you know, then they gradually added. But some of the pictures that we have are just fantastic. Just, you know, my favorite is of 1936. It's a group of girls that are standing where the parking lot of the district office now is now. And in the back, you can see the log cabin, which is still standing.
That's right.
And I know for a long time, the address of the school district was Highway 89 across from the log cabin.
That's
the address. So anyway, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back for a few more minutes after that. But please stay tuned. This is KQ&A's Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Rubrographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Rubrographics is your one-stop print shop.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. Just a few reminders before we get back talking to Kate. June 6th, the monthly luncheon for the Chamber of Commerce with guests Pam Pierce, Laura Norman from U.S. Yavapai Guidance Clinic. June 16th, the Bob Kecker Memorial Golf Tournament. June 19th will be a mixer, location to be determined. And in July, we have our luncheon 1 week later than normal on July 11th, where we have the Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity. So, Kay, we have, and, you know, I'm going to be there, obviously, but there's an event. The Historical Society has an event coming up on Thursday that kind of puts all this together.
Yes, our final meeting for the spring is going to be this Thursday, May 10th. It's going to be at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Chino Valley Library in the community room at the back of the building. And John Scholl, Chino Valley School District Superintendent, is going to come and present a really interesting program about the history of Chino Valley School, some of which you've heard here tonight, today.
Right.
And when you come to this, to the library, you enter from the south end where they're doing that construction. You look for the flagpole by the south door, or you can drive around back. There's a parking lot, and you can come in the back way.
Okay, because it's going to be after hours, so that's the only door that's going to be open.
Right, so the main door will not be open.
And I know we've talked a lot about what's going on or what maybe we may talk about, but the most interesting part to me are the pictures.
The
school pictures and the staff, and we have the boys' basketball team.
You really like the basketball
pictures,
yeah.
Girls' basketball team, and, you know, some of those things from the 30s and 40s and even the teens, and it just kind of puts everything together and in perspective of what life used to be like back then. It's very interesting. So it'd be worthwhile to come and take a look. So one real quickly, just the time, date, and location so that people can go.
This Thursday, May 10th, 7 o'clock at the Chino Valley Library, the community room around, enter from the south or from the back.
Okay. And then also we have quickly, your website, so if people want to know more about the Chino Valley Historical Society.
CVAZHS.org.
Well, Kay, I appreciate you being here and going over two sessions and talking about Chino Valley history. And
I love doing it.
I will be back next week with the Chino Valley Schools program. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.